I'm here with Eva Pienokoski. She's a performance artist, and it's just, I think, a half an hour before her performance starts. How do you feel?
It's the third performance tonight, and it's also the last one for this period in Amsterdam, and I'm looking forward even more today to show it. It went really well, and I'm really happy.
Because you already had two performances in Amsterdam, and afterwards you have had a Q&A, because it was such a success, you have another one this evening. Can you tell me something about the reaction you got from the audience?
Yes, in the beginning we thought that we're going to do only the discussion the first day on the premiere, but went so well and it was so interesting, the reactions and the discussions, so we decided to do every night. I liked the people who were very engaged, and they asked questions about the themes, but also I was very impressed because they really understand lots of my themes, and the performance is not so descriptive, so I really was surprised that they get so many information.
And you just said they got a lot of your themes. Can you tell me something about those themes?
Yes. The performance called Observatorium, and actually it's a performance based on seven chapters, and each chapter has its own theme that I'm working for almost a year now. And in general, my themes are about the systems and how we get used systems and where it starts our freedom and how we perceive when the systems serve us, or we really need more and more to give up more of our freedom or privacy.
But what kind of system are you talking about? Is it the government or our social structures?
Both. I speak for the system that can start even from our own self, can be from our own family, then educational system, then is the social structure. So I don't speak specifically for one system, but how we interact with each other and how all this freedom that we really need existentially, if we really have it, or if we really need to rethink things regarding that, how we interact with others, how we interact with our own system, our city. So it's for many type of systems.
And where did you got this idea from? Is it from your own experience?
Yeah, to be honest, in general, my themes had to do with the imprisonment as human beings and the pressure that we feel. So in this performance, I formulated the themes in Venice, in International Performance Week in Venice, that I was invited there. And I discussed themes politically, about society, about technology. So it was a laboratory of ideas. And then I came up with these seven chapters as observer. That's why I call it Observatorium. How I perceive it also as an artist, as a woman, as a citizen.
But the first time you had this performance, that was in Venice, Performance Art Week. Did the performance change after that?
Yes, because also I have chapters that are... I change things regarding the city and the country. So it was some chapters, especially for Venice, addressing themes there. And also here are some chapters, especially for Amsterdam.
And is it quite different if you compare those two cities?
Yes, it's different, but that's the challenge. I really like it. I really love this, that I'm working in situ also on the space that I'm working and on the themes on the city. I have some themes that they don't change, the movements and the sounds, because I have to tell that I'm also collaborating with Simone Giacomini, and that he's playing live music and he creates sounds on the spot. And the cinematographer Gabriella Girolamo, that she made all the film. So these things are not changing, but some texts and some of my movements are especially for Amsterdam.
And can you tell me something that surprises you about Amsterdam, about the environment?
Yes, one of the things that I was observing is this a bit of acceptance, and that we accept really easily what the system gives us. We don't question it so much, maybe because I know that you questioning so much in the past. So maybe now it's a time that you believe that now we formulate it as we want and it works. But I think the changes are so rapidly in our societies that I really think that we have again to rethink some things, especially with the privacy and technology. And another thing is that I observed, it was about this pressure and stress with the success, that I see a lot of people that are a bit trapped there, and they don't have the space or they don't feel free to do it in their way. That was these two new things that I put especially for Amsterdam.
Do you want to change the way your audience thinks about the structures that they're in?
Yes. Indeed, my performance, I call it a dystopian space, but it's for a reason that I do that. It's because I really want to show, with a bit of more expressional way, these dystopian themes in order to discuss after and to... I really believe in the change through the art and discussion. I don't believe only through the art, but I really believe that in these after talks with the citizens, with the audience, and it went really, really well these days with the discussion.
So you see the discussion afterwards as part of your performance?
Yes, exactly. As a part of reflection, as part of be honest to each other and to really, if we want to change something, to do it together. Because sometimes is the art a bit like disconnected. And then the audience is like, okay, I'm going there to see something. But for me, it's something that I want to work in them subconsciously also. That's why I create images. And then they will have the time to think. And maybe they can't say it by themselves. Maybe someone in the next day, someone in a year. Everybody has his own rhythm.
And do you think it works now? If you look back on the two performances you already had, do you think the audience understands what you're saying?
Yes. I was really afraid if they will. And I'm really happy that from the reactions and from the questions and from the feedback after, I really see that the people think a lot. Sometimes they release also thoughts that they had, and they say, when I see that, yes, I agree. I had it in my mind. So they express a bit also themselves, and they feel that, yes, what they think can be true. Yeah.
And do you also learn about the things they say to you?
Yes, they give me feedback, very precious feedback as an artist, and they ask me things, how they perceive it, what could be better, what... it was a very open and nice interaction.
So this is the last night in Amsterdam you will be performing this performance. Where can we see you again?
After this, I'm invited in Athens. I'm from Athens, Greece. It's for a festival, November, that I will go there for another project that I call it is a social experiment that I'm willing to bring it in Amsterdam after. So I will keep you updated.
But first tonight, I'm very looking forward to it. And I hope we will see you again soon in Amsterdam.
Yes, thanks a lot. Thank you.